The Puget Sound region hopes new growth will create neighborhoods called urban villages. These are vibrant communities clustered around mass transit. And the goal is to avoid further traffic congestion. But in Seattle's Rainier Valley, where light rail has been running for more than 5 years, development has been slow to come. KUOW's Joshua McNichols went to find out why.
Seattle's Rainier Valley has always been a refuge for people who can't pay the higher rents in other parts of Seattle. At one point, it was one of the only places where ethnic minorities could legally own a house. Light rail was expected to bring growth and opportunity to the people who live there. But a visit to three light rail stations in the Rainier Valley shows the challenges of trying to make that happen. We start in the place where it's been the hardest.
Now entering Rainier Beach Station, doors to my left.
Businesses around the Rainier Beach Station include a junkyard full of wrecked cars and a fur trader. Not the kind of industries that attract developers to sink a lot of money into the neighborhood. Sarah Farah runs the Somali Community Center, close to Sound Transit's Rainier Beach Station. She says she wants growth. She wants to see more shops, places for people to work.
Young people, because right now I see a lot of young people, they didn't have no job, and I know some of them graduate high school, university, and still they're looking for a job.
Farah has set up vocational classes for those kids. It's a start, and it could lead to something bigger. The city of Seattle has talked to Seattle colleges about putting a vocational training center at Rainier Beach Station. Nora Liu is with the Seattle Department of Planning and Development.
Wouldn't it be great if somebody was getting off the train, a young person was getting off the train, and they were to see one of their mates in that facility, either in a class or making something as part of a project for a school?
The idea is that people could stay in the neighborhood when their rents rise if they could earn more. Right now, it's just an idea with a lot of planning ahead. It's been hard to get the momentum started. A big project kind of like that was supposed to build momentum at Mount Baker Station. That's a few stops north of here.
Next stop, Mount Baker Station.
That project is the Mount Baker Lofts. It's a building full of galleries and affordable apartments for artists. There's a blind painter who runs a gallery here. Another gallery focuses on African art. It feels like a place where things are happening. But from a development standpoint, one project is still not enough to get things rolling. Dan Rosenfeld owns the QFC grocery store property near the station. He wants to develop, but he's waiting for the right moment. He says there are risks to going first.
Well, there's always been an adage in business that the second bite of the apple is the best one, and we have to appreciate pioneers for what they do. Some pioneers are terrifically successful, and others are, I guess, instructional in the legacy that they leave for us.
There's a great case study of exactly what he's talking about at the final stop on our train ride, two stops south, Othello Station.
Now entering Othello Station, doors to my right.
A few years ago, a developer almost lost his shirt when he built a big apartment building here. That was right before the recession. Today, things are looking up. Four big projects are preparing to break ground at Othello Station. So, how did this station do what so many others have failed to do? It turns out it helps to have community spirit and a good set of bones. As for bones, there was already a beloved one-story strip of multicultural restaurants and stores here. But it takes money, too, of course. Seattle's Office of Economic Development swooped in to try to help those local businesses avoid being displaced. They gave the businesses financial advice. They gave the commercial strip a makeover. Vietnamese restaurant owner Hai Li says he's noticed a change in the attitude of his customers.
Before, they were just scared because it's just dirty. There's no sidewalk. People were just walking around cars, and it was very dangerous also. And now it's just everyone. I get compliments. They're like, wow, I love how you did the signs. It's actually, you can actually look at it, and people won't be so scared. It turned out great.
A neighborhood group has turned that sense of community pride into a brand. There's this sticker you see all over the neighborhood. It says, "Oh, hello, Othello." Kristen Pula is with a neighborhood development organization called HomeSite. She's been trying to help the community grow. She says those stickers have really helped.
and they developed this identity, and the businesses really support it and love it. And then once we started putting that out, the developers came to us because they were seeing this visible identity, and they thought, well, there's a real community here that really cares, has a lot of pride in what they're doing, and we want to be part of it.
Now, almost 1,000 new apartments are being planned around Othello Station alone. That's a big change for the Rainier Valley, a neighborhood that's been haunted by decades of economic stagnation. But getting the ball rolling hasn't been easy, and helping the people who already live there avoid being displaced will get even harder as wealthier neighbors move in by the thousands. Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.